I said, Daddy, do you love me? He'd always say, I don't love you. Just kidding. I just grew up in a home like that, you know. And he went to cry. Well, he went out and couldn't keep from crying. Well, that made everybody else cry. Our presiding elder said, that was the first wedding I went to, ever went to and cried, and said everybody else was crying, and I did too. But we had a sweet wedding, and as I say, Daddy's people were always so wonderful, and we were, both Roy and I came from just about the same, outlook on life.
He was born in this county?
Yes. And he finished at the Winchester Normal College.
And what church did he go to?
The Winchester Methodist, no, Al Holler, Bethel Methodist Church, but of course the water has taken that, but he was a Methodist.
And what sort of people did he associate with? Was he as active as you are in clubs and so forth?
Yes. Back then, the men didn't have clubs like they do. You take that many years back there, it's a different world all together. I just say a lot of times now, again, I went back with the, our club here, and I said, well, I won't get to go. They put my name down, and I like to donate to everything that, you know, that I'd rather give my money to things that is worthwhile. They've marveled at me out here with the March of Dimes and all these drives. If they didn't come and get it some of the times, the girls would say, we lived, the driveway was off. I'd take it to them or I'd keep calling until they did come. They said, well, if they didn't, it wasn't worth coming again. I said, well, the ones that is making that up wasn't the one it's supposed to benefit. I said, it was for this cause that I want to give to you. And I did. And they'd say, you're sick and you wonder. I wouldn't feel happy if I couldn't help somebody else that's having, you know, our little crippled children, the cancer fund, just so many things. That was the joy of my life to get to do things like that. I'm helping somebody that's having a hard time, making their life better.
Okay, your husband was pretty much like you.
Yes, and they were more reserved, though. He was a Christian gentleman. I know I told him when we married, I said, now, honey, you know we always had thanks at the table. And we had prayers. He said, I can't. Well, I said, I asked the blessing at the table because I never ate a meal in my life. We didn't have thanks at the table.
Yeah.
It wasn't 3 weeks till he was returning thanks at the table. We knelt by our bed at night. Neither one prayed aloud, but we had our little prayer together. He was president of the Clint Tucker Bible class. He was steward in the church for, I guess, 30 years. He was active in his church work and all like that. But our little lives together was a simple little life. He'd say so often, he'd say, we won't take a vacation, but says we just stay at home and work. And let's go. We'd go every fall to West Virginia or somewhere for a week or two because he'd say, I'd rather be at home, just you and I. He just loved home. He was just a home man, you know.
Were his parents from around here?
Yes. My daddy's farm and his daddy's farm joined. Yes. We played together as kids in school and all, went to school together.
Now I'd like to just ask you something about the house that you grew up in. If you could sketch it for me, or I could try to sketch it